Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Broverwatch podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and as always, I am joined by the biggest boy around town, Calder Amos Wood. Calder, how are you doing today in your ghostly tower?
I'm fine. I just don't know how to feel anymore.
You look white as a kite.
Racist?
That's also not a saying. Anyway, everybody, welcome back to the Broverwatch podcast. We hope you're enjoying your time. We hope you're enjoying playing the new hero on the PTR. Because, boy, is she ever fun. I'm kidding. I tried to play her 3,000th in queue, and then when I finally got to 100 in queue, it said, server issue, and I did that four times, so I haven't played her yet.
I did this thing where I just uninstalled the PTR because my laptop's garbage. So that, there's that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess we should just get right into the show.
I guess we should get right into the show.
Unless you want to tell a story.
I also do want to quickly apologize to the viewers / listeners. My mic was a little hot at the beginning, but it's good.
Do you want to tell any stories before we...
Oh, I've got no stories to tell. I've never had a story to tell in my life.
All right. So let's just get right into the stories.
Oh, not your new stories.
Not your stories.
The stories that people care about and want to hear. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Reinforce. Not on the desk anymore.
This is
actually kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah, why would we start off with this? This is a little sad.
Well, here's the thing. Hey. It gets happy. I didn't
not
link
really.
It.
It doesn't get
no,
really
No, it does,
happy.
Though. Because he tweeted. Well, he's not on the desk anymore because he didn't get a contract offer from Overwatch League.
Which, okay, before we continue, can I just say, there was one person who I would have, actually, I was going to say, if there was one person that I'd guess they would bring back, I was going to say it would be Reinforced, but it would probably be Sideshow, because he's, like, really funny, but also really analysis boy. But my second would have been Reinforced.
Yeah.
Because,
I don't know. It's weird. Weird move.
Not that any of the other people didn't have analysis, but he just easily had the best and most good analysis.
Most goodest? He was the most goodest out of all of them.
Because he used to be a pro player. It's like Jake being a caster works really well because he knows how to, like, he used to play. It's just like that. Reinforce used to play, so he's really good at analyzing, dude.
And then there was a clip, so we tweeted. I guess we'll read the tweet. Tweets. There was a tweet that said, "I had an amazing time this weekend, but I'm sad to announce this is the end, as I have not been offered a talent contract for Overwatch League 2019. At Play Overwatch has been the best thing that ever happened to me. Thank you for my fantastic coworkers, or thank you to my fantastic coworkers and lovely friends. You made me happy." And then he said he plans on continuing streaming and broadcasting with some of the crew, like Bren, Sideshow, his roommates.
Yeah. And then there was a clip later of him streaming where he was a little teary and he got a big boy hug from Sideshow and Bren. So that was nice.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know what your thing about being the light side or the light bright boy is, but at least from what we've discussed thus far, like, what do you do?
Well, here's what you do.
Okay.
If you take a quick gander at the document, here's a link that I added that I didn't before, where he sent a picture of the ESPN logo, and his tweet was, "Doing cool stuff here today." So maybe maybe ESPN was like, "Oh shit, really? We can get him?" And then has signed him on as like a ESPN Owl analyst or something like that.
I will say this, now it's linked. Okay. It's fine. It wasn't linked, so I clicked the same link and now it is linked because there's a delay. But that's exciting.
Yeah. So that's the light side.
That was pretty quick too.
Yeah, it was like the next day. It was the night after that clip came, or the day after that clip. So things move fast.
So whether,
you know what I'm saying, boys and girls?
Because I will say this, ESPN does some good work But whenever I watch their video stuff, the
it's so bad.
It's so bad. The people doing it, I can't tell whether they actually know what they're talking about or not. But also, it's like, so in Overwatch.
Yeah.
It's like if they brought in Reinforce and he was like, hey guys, you know me, you like me, and this is what we're doing. I'd be like, wow, I have a reason to watch now.
Yeah. So hopefully this will get more mainstream coverage for the Overwatch League and competitive esports overall. Mm-hmm. Now, and it's good that it's happening with Reinforce.
Here's the question. Is it doing cool stuff here today? It could just mean that he's doing a thing with them. It doesn't necessarily mean he's getting a job. I hope it's him getting a job. I just don't want us to get our hopes up.
Yeah. But at least he's still got, like, it's not like his life's grinding to a halt because he lost the job, right?
Yeah.
So.
Also, two things on the major sports network front. On Reddit, I saw two different things. One, some guy was in a bar, and then TSN just started showing Overwatch
Canadian
World
Sports
Cup.
Sports Network?
No.
Yeah,
TSN.
Canadian Sports
Network.
Oh, I
thought you were saying it stood for Canadian Sports Network, and I'm like, it's not
TSN. TSN stands for Zambian Icelandic Dancing.
I don't know whether it's the Sports Network or Toronto Sports Network.
I think it's the, because they have TSN in a bunch of different...
Anyway, some guy was watching TSN in a bar, and then all of a sudden Overwatch World Cup came on. He's like, whoa. And then he saw people start to gather around and be like, whoa, what is this? And I was like, that's really cool. But then some guy in the comments was like, my dad was watching sports, and then he saw that that was on, and he didn't know what it was. But it was, like, super interesting to him. So he didn't know what was happening, but he kept clicking back to it because he was like, what the heck is this?
What the...
And I was like,
what the snicker snack is going on here?
So I was like, that's cool. Because I was like, if a casual viewer flips onto a sports channel and sees that, even if they're like, it's not sports, they'll still be like, this is visually interesting. And then they might get into it.
Yeah.
We just got to figure out how to make them stay and not just go, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So hopefully Reinforce gets a new job soon so we can keep watching him.
That would be nice.
Now we've got some drama here, boys. This
big
is
old boyo drama.
As we call it in the league, Big D. Big drama. Mikey A of Team UK just tweets out this, you know, not directed at anyone.
Well, it's
sort of like... No, I don't think so.
You're taking a side.
Slightly passionate tweet. Teabag me again, bitch. I dare you. And then Sinatra, who, you know, may or may not have teabagged him while he was playing Brigida, said, you can't, you're not an owl, LMAO.
He says, I can't, you're not an owl.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yikes. and then Mike Ye says, instead of using bullet points or anything, this uses better than symbols.
No, this is like 4chan like format.
Yeah, but that's kind of gay, isn't it?
Well, you're really taking a side here.
No, I'm just... the whole thing is like... I guess we'll finish this and then
finish
we'll
it and then we'll discuss.
Goes to the owl.
Overwatch League.
I think they know.
You're trying to make him sound dumb. We got to discuss this after.
Finishes ninth place. Okay, that was my fault. Ninth place goes to World Cup, loses to contenders players. Ruh-roh. I'm illiterate. And then Sinatra goes, if we're going to bring up career history, because this is just so stupid too. This whole thing's just retarded. I shouldn't say that. Idiotic.
It is, though.
It's just like, Mickey A's Liquipedia page, and then Mickey A's like, kind of convenient, it's not updated for our finish above you at BlizzCon. And then this doesn't make any sense. Sinatra says, it's not even there, ellipses, question mark. You can just end with the ellipses because that's not a question. Anyway, my whole point with this is it's just fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be like, teabag me again. But then you don't also have to don't be like, well, you're not in Overwatch League. Okay. Like,
let me point this out. And guys, let us know on Twitter or in the comments whether I'm wrong here. But it seemed very much like Calder was taken aside when reading this.
Teabag me again, bitch, I dare you.
Then Sinatra replied, I can't. You're not in Overwatch, LMAO.
Well, here's the thing. I did say LMAO. But,
that does not matter. That's not what I'm picking apart. My point is, obviously, okay, here's the thing. Friggin' banter's good. Banter's good. We've been asking for more banter. Because banter's good.
No, you know what kind of banter? Good banter's good. Not, oh, teabag me again. You're not in the same league as me.
Yeah, but
even though he probably will be within the next season.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm saying, though. I will say Mikey A's tweet, allele passive-aggressive. Allele aggressive. But still, it's like, okay, he's throwing shade because that's what you do when you're good, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
All I want to point out is Sinatra in general after World Cup has been allele salty. He's been allele salty.
Oh, I'm not denying that because he didn't suck, but like
his team did bad.
If he wasn't carrying the team, they couldn't make a play, but he could only carry the team like once every 10 team fights. So it's not like he impressed at the World Cup at all. The whole U.S. team didn't impress anyone.
But here's what I'm going to point out. Mm-hmm. Sinatra goes super bad on Twitter going, I am upset and I'm amazing. If you go to Spaces Twitter, he put out a tweet saying, even though I'm disappointed, this is a paraphrasing. He says something like, even though I'm disappointed, I'm very thankful for everything that happened at BlizzCon. Losing has taught me more, or has taught me infinitely more than winning would have. And everyone's like, that's a mature response.
That's what a big boy does.
A little boy goes, if we're going to bring up your career history.
I also just realized another problem that I have with that tweet is, first of all, it's cut off for when their appearance in the World Cup would be. The page also isn't done loading yet, so you can tell how angry he is when he's taking this screenshot because he couldn't even wait 3 seconds the page to load. Yeah. It's like, just calm down a little bit and think about it for 4 seconds.
And here's the thing. People have been trashing hard on Mooma. I haven't seen him tweet a single thing going like, I'm good. Right.
It's just, this whole thing is just like, you know when Michael and
Halo,
what was it, Halo got into that thing? It's just like,
no one cares.
No one cares. I didn't even know that you care that you got teabagged in a game you won.
Well, I think that's the point.
But I don't know why you have to tweet out teabag me again. And then I don't know why Sinatra just doesn't go, okay. Because that's how you, that's, I don't, it's just stupid.
Or even if he like responded saying, let's queue up, idiot. And then like queue up.
1v1 me by the docks.
Anything would have been better than being like, no, you're garbage. You know? I don't know.
Because it's basically just like, your mom gay, no you.
Yeah.
It's just like, you're a bitch, no you.
Yeah. It's, don't make fun of me, I'm better than you. No, I'm better than you. Oh, well, you're bad. Well, you're worse. And it's like, I don't care. Although, I guess some people care because they're both getting a lot of likes and retweets. Although, I will point this out. Sinatra, easily more popular than Mikey A. But Mikey A receiving many more likes and retweets than Sinatra.
True.
which I think just shows people think Sinatra's being a little bit immature, if you know what I'm saying. Mikey A is too. I mean, he did tweet saying, "Teabag me again, bitch, I dare you." But
here's the other thing about that. None of these guys are actually going to fight each other.
No, and ever.
They've never even touched each other in real life.
Like, Jake, back in, like, the early season one days, Jake even talked about how, like, XQC would make fun of him in, like, stream, and then they'd walk past each other in the hallway and be like, "Hey, what's up?" It's like, guaranteed this is what all of them do.
We're not playing football or hockey or basketball here. They're not bumping into each other ever.
No.
These guys are never going to physically touch each other for their entire career.
Unless Mikey A gets on a team and then they handshake after a game.
Yeah. But nothing's going to happen.
No.
So I don't understand. Now, I just noticed one last thing before we move on.
Mm-hmm.
Michael replied to these tweets, thread of tweets, by saying, "To be fair, Sinatra did lose this World Cup while being extremely cocky. But the fact remains that he has had a way, way, way more successful career than Mikey A."
Cool, Michael. Thanks for your input. Very cool. I don't know, Michael. You did. No one cared. And then when you said that, we went, "Oh, I don't care."
Oh, this makes me care even less, yeah. Baby.
Because, I'm sorry, Michael, but you just said something we all knew. Yeah, we know Sinatra. He was a successful streamer before Overwatch League even started. Mikey A, most people haven't even heard about till this World Cup, honestly.
Mr. 150K, baby. Who's Mikey A?
Mikey.
The guy that saw Jonak trying to bat cap on Rialto. Did you see that clip?
Yeah.
It was Custon, who was a Custon Space.
Yeah, it was Custon Space.
And they were like, "How did he see that?" That's pretty great. I like that clip. Anyway, this is stupid.
I love that that's a thing we can do now. We're going to touch on that in a little bit, but
Fusions, one of the many breakout stars from, well, actually,
the World Cup.
Well, I was going to say the British roster, but yeah, the World Cup. Gets a two-way contract with the Uprising.
Mm.
Which could mean a couple things.
Bye-bye, Gamzu.
Yes. You had to get that one out there, didn't you?
Yeah, I was excited about it.
So either Gamzu leaves, which is kind of what it seems like they're doing.
Because we were literally talking about it before, and then they're like, "Hey, we brought in Fusions," and it's like, "Oh, that's highly convenient."
Yeah. And they also brought in Axiom, I believe. So there's that. What was the other thing? Oh, that he just plays on Toronto Esports for this year. Because if he plays more than, I believe, two Overwatch League games this season, he can't play Contenders.
Wait, what?
If he plays more than... Oh, not this season. Per stage, I mean.
Oh.
So if he plays two games in stage one and then he plays a third, he can't play Contenders.
That's weird. Okay.
So that would just basically make his contract a one-way contract. So either they do that, or they just have him for injured reserve on a backup. But the problem with that is, I don't really know a lot about Toronto Esports roster right now. I haven't been following it. But if he plays with Boston that one, like if he has a game with Boston and Toronto in the same week, he has to pick one or the other. He can't play both games within a week.
Yeah.
So if he's on injured reserve, and then they actually need him, then Toronto's might be out of luck on their main tank position and might have to run time on Winston.
I could see a weird scenario where, like, they bring him in once because of something, they bring him in a second time because of something, and then all their main tanks are sick.
Yeah.
And then they're like, shoot, what do we do?
Like, they bring him in once, and then they get rid of Gamsu like halfway through stage one. Then they bring Axiom in, but Axiom gets sick or like injured or something. He's riding a pogo board and breaks his hands.
Oh my gosh.
All of them. All three.
I can
and
pretty,
then
what I
Fusion what, has to play four or five games.
What we're saying is it could be a situation where they get trapped into having to bring him up to just being a Boston boy.
Yeah.
Also, I'd like to point out, pisses me off that Boston's academy team is Toronto Esports and Toronto's academy team is not Toronto Esports.
It is kind of weird. There's another in hockey. I can't remember what team it is, but one team has a Chicago affiliate team, but they're not the Chicago team. They're not the Blackhawks, but I can't remember what team that is. So screw me.
Very, sure. Very cool.
I'm just saying that.
I know, God. But I hate it though. That's like if there was a Los Angeles Gladiators Legion team, and it's like, oh, you're the Atlanta Academy team.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully they wouldn't call them the Los Angeles Gladiators Legion.
I'm just saying.
One, that's a terrible name. Two.
Fine. It's like if the Gladiators Legion became
the Atlanta thing. I get it, idiot.
Oh, I'm the idiot.
Anyway, more contenders news coming your way. British Hurricane roster finally released. And guess who we got on this roster? We got one of the breakout stars.
We got a couple of boys.
Can you stop interrupting? We got one of the breakout stars from Team UK, Kib. He plays, I think, every single hero. I'm not sure. I didn't check that statistic for you, but he played a lot of them. And, you know, we've got Numlocked. And
that's a
about
good boy.
It. Yeah, so it's glad to see that Numlocked has a team.
Oh, and here's a little fun one that, you know, most people have been overlooking. Very popular Asian American lo-fi R&B artist Joji is on the team as a healer. I didn't even know he played this
game.
That's
really funny.
Oh, sorry.
You're going to have a talk about this.
Oh, that's Jofi. Oh, sorry. I didn't read that. That says Jofi.
We're going to have to when we end this podcast.
Sorry, that says Jofi.
So, yeah, British Hurricane, team to watch and European contenders, baby.
Because of Kib, Numlocked, and Jofi. On a serious note, though, Kib, honestly, he's going to get picked up to a team pretty, at some point through Season 2. And Numlocked, I just hope that he gets, like, I don't know, his time to shine, because he didn't in Overwatch League. Yeah. It was, hey, you don't play, and then we're going to give you your chance at the very end when really we're setting you up to fail, because you're also with everybody else who didn't get a chance.
Yeah. But Kib looked great in...
Kib the Kid looked great.
Yeah. During the World Cup. Anyway, we got kind of two big boys in this show. You ever heard about that? Podcast with two boys?
What?
Oh, I've confused him.
I don't know what you're saying. You just said, we've got two big boys on the show. You ever heard of a show with two boys? I don't know what that means.
We got a couple things to talk about.
I like how you're not explaining what you meant either.
We got a couple things to talk about in regards to the World Cup.
To start things off, I'm going to interrupt.
Number one.
I hate his voice.
Have you ever seen that YouTube channel where it's like, five scariest things caught on CCTV? And the guy talks like this. He goes, number one, they were walking through a park one day, and then
I hate any top
out.
10 video person's voice.
But this guy's is the worst. Because he goes, number one. And then he always ends his sentences kind of in the middle, but that's not the end of his sentence.
Cool.
And I hate it.
Welcome back to WatchMojo.com. Today, we're covering top 10 anime betrayals. Be sure to let us know if you like our list in the comments. But before we get to our number one spot, here's some honorable mentions.
Naruto! Na 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 na!
That's like a, that was a clip.
Anyway, back to the World Cup. They released this thing called, if you haven't heard of it, Too Late Now.
That's a bad name, honestly. I don't think that's a good name. Of
the Overwatch World Cup Viewer.
And even though Calder and I haven't used it yet, it is very cool. Because a lot of other people have been using it and sharing cool clips online.
I tried to use it, but my computer's fucking garbage.
For example, in the Canada-UK game, there was a point where I guess it was Fusions, shattered, and it was going to be a big boy, but XQC jumped and put a bubble down and blocked it. Anyway, very cool play. Very cool play.
Good.
Very cool play. Not mentioned, not seen, not acknowledged, not noticed during the World Cup.
But until you look at Moxie and he goes, look at this big unit right here.
Look at this absolute nutcase, as he says.
Anyway.
So it's just cool that we can see things that we wouldn't have seen otherwise. Like there was a point where South Korea was about to get shattered. And Brigitte stunned Fate, so he couldn't block it. So not only does South Korea's Brigitte try to jump in front of it, but Carpe on Zarya also jumps in front of it with a bubble, and they both together block the shatter. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, and then there was also the point, I saw a thread about Fury, how he does the like butt jumping thing you can do with Winston, but on D.Va while he's boosting, which is kind of insane. That he times it with like Widowmaker shots. Widow shots and Hanzo shots.
Yeah. There were so... Honestly, here's the thing. Jonak got MVP. Statistically, XQC should have got MVP. From an observer stick.
Are we sure on that?
Positive. There was a clip. There was a clip on Soda Poppin's stream where he... was talking to Adept, the girl who lives with XQC, and she
but is
showed
that like 100 like is that scientifically
she showed on Twitter that not only did Jonak not even have the most votes, apparently Sure4 had more votes than Jonak, but also XQC didn't even show up, and trust me, there were people tweeting about it. So
Adam tweeted 800 times about it.
No, I didn't. I didn't even tweet once. But anyway, that's not the point I was getting to. Jonak won. XQC probably should have won, vote-wise. A bunch of people arguing over who should have won, whether it be Fleta, whether it be Kid, whether it be Fusions, whether it be Leave. Tons of names out there. But what I've heard from most people is like once they watch the games through the World Cup viewer, that Fury is like... Mm-hmm. Quite clearly the MVP. Because, like, holy, he's a nutty boy. Because, like, I saw a comment that was like, when he's charging at a Widow and he's, like, looking away so that he doesn't get headshot, most D.Vas would just put up their defense matrix. Because, like, that's so easy. Why would you not do that? But it's so that he has his defense matrix for later because he's just reserving all of his abilities because he's a smart boy. And I'm like, holy, he's good.
Anyway, 9,000 IQ.
1,900,000 IQ.
Now we're gonna do a little thing where we give quick reactions.
Quick predictions on the games that already happened, real quick.
Quick reactions to three games I handpicked, and if you challenge me at all, podcast over.
What, on which games you chose?
Yes.
I do feel like we should talk a little bit about the final match. Because it was the final.
Okay.
Briefly.
We'll have that at the end.
Okay.
Anyway, quick reactions to UK versus US.
What? Whoa.
Quick reaction to China versus Finland.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Quick reaction to Canada vs. France.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I don't like that. Quick reaction to South Korea versus China.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now your turn. Now your turn. Quick reactions to UK versus US. Oh my gosh, this is going to be the worst. Quick reactions to China versus Finland.
Told you so, baby.
Quick reactions to Canada versus France.
Ooh, told you so again, baby.
Quick reaction to South Korea versus China.
I thought this was... Like, why? Do we need a finals? Is the finals necessary?
Oh, also, just a real quick, you didn't write it down here, but what quick reactions to Canada versus UK?
The
bronze medal match.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
What a horrible... Oh, no. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, again. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hate it.
Because UK won and then Canada and then UK and then Canada.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was what your reaction was. Here's mine. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, boy. That's a good game. I love my boys.
We need to get rid of this as soon as possible.
We're going to start recording again. No. Anyway. Now, World Cup isn't the only thing that happened at BlizzCon, ladies and gentlemen. We also had, a couple other things that happened. Calder, what else happened?
Number one best thing that happened at BlizzCon, if I had to rank it out of three things, and top one, number one, would be giving Destiny 2 away for free so my friends have to play with me.
We don't have to do anything. We just can.
Number two, probably people getting booed for releasing a mobile game. Number three, actually, this is sort of falls into tragedy and good. We finally get Bob in the game.
What do you mean? We have not been looking forward to Bob. We looked forward to him in the game for maybe 4 minutes tops.
Ash is in the game, but the senpai himself is too Bob.
Bobular boy.
Here's the thing with Bob.
By the way, apparently Bob stands for Bob.
No, it definitely doesn't stand for Bob. Oh, Bob.
sorry. What I meant was Bob. Oh, Bob. He's a big boy.
Nope.
Apparently, it actually stands for Big Omnic Butler.
Yeah, that would make sense. Not Bob. Oh, Big Dad.
I never said dad.
Yeah. The thing is, I really would have just liked Bob to be his own boy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They couldn't have known that everyone was going to like Bob more than Ash. But until
the way
that
Jeff read the script, it sounded like they knew.
No, but he said that for everyone. He was like, or maybe you'd like the triplets. And everyone's like, I don't care about them. And then he's like, or Bob.
Yeah, and then everyone was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he wouldn't. There was no way they'd know how much people wanted Bob.
I know.
Honestly, if Jeff was a 9,000 IQ boy, he would have altered the script and not said Bob, because he'd be like, wow, they liked Bob a lot. So then he would have been like, or maybe Ash, and then they all be like, yeah, Ash, and then he'd be like, here's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Ash is cool. She looks fun. Probably not going to play her a lot, because she requires skill.
Yeah, she requires actual aim.
Echo,
I'll play her. Let's stay on Ash for a little bit.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Her gun looks really cool. All of her abilities are really neat.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a clip of Sure4 playing her, and I was like, oh, wow. Because like, I've seen people playing her, and it's very much just like... But then I saw Sure4 playing. He got a 6K. Because it was like pop, pop, pop. Then he like shot himself up, threw his dynamite at someone, sent Bob out. He killed two people. And I was like, wow, this is a skill boy.
Yeah. So she'll probably be fun to watch at the higher level. She's probably not going to change a lot in terms of meta.
Here, we were talking about this a bit beforehand. I'm going to disagree with you real quick. I don't think she as a character necessarily will change a lot, but I think her ultimate Bob will, because he is his own, he acts as another hero, and the biggest thing is he can capture a point all by himself.
Yeah. I don't like, but you're not going to build cops around.
You could.
No.
Yeah. Get a Brigida. No. You know how they got Jonax Zen to friggin' 400 health?
It's also
do that to like, Bob.
It also seems like it's pretty easy to kill Bob. I don't know if you can like mercy heal him.
He's another player. Of course you can. They said but anything.
Has anyone actually tested that?
I think it's kind of just assumed that that's a thing, so nobody's been like, you can heal him because you can nano boost him. Why wouldn't be able to heal him?
It's a little different than just like having a Moira and a, like, you could just pick a 5-person comp.
Yeah.
And just heal Bob. But yeah. Is there a timer on him? Or is it just when he dies?
I think there's a bit of a timer on him, yeah. The only thing that I think makes Bob not necessarily... The only thing that I think weakens the possibility of having him as like a big strategy is that no one's controlling him, so there's no predicting like how efficient he'll be. So if you put like Nano and Rally and like all of your resources into him and he's just all right, then that might be a concern.
Yeah. It could be weird.
The point is she's cool. Who knows?
Yeah. It's just like, for base gameplay, it's not like she's a different type of hero necessarily. She's just kind of a midway point between Widow and McCree.
Yeah.
Except
and a
her
little bit of Junkrat in there.
Yeah. And her hipfire does kind of nothing. Like, it's 5 body shots on a 200 HP hero. So, I don't know if you're gonna... I mean, maybe at the pro level, since they can build ult a lot faster, they're gonna rely on that more. But, yeah.
I'm excited to see her played at the high levels and in Overwatch League. I am not excited to have people in my silver rank think that they're good at her and then throw my games.
Oh, yeah, that's gonna be... That's good. I'm also not excited about the damage over time with the burning thing at low ranks, because people aren't going to heal you.
No.
And you're just going to burn out.
Yep. And they did always say they're not going to add any sort of fire damage thing, but they did.
Yeah. And I don't want this to open up a gate where there's like a flamethrower character.
That's one of the main things.
I would want to die.
That's one of the main things, because people were like, flamethrower character? And they were like, no, fire damage is the worst. But now,
yeah.
But also, I'm wondering if, I mean, I assume you can, because Jeff said treated like a player, but I wonder if you can hack just Bob, or if you have to hack Ash, and then that makes Bob not usable.
Yeah.
Because if you can hack Bob, what does he do? Just stand there?
Mm-hmm. And he seems like he's pretty easy to kill, even though he has a high HP pool. Like, it's a massive target.
Well, I feel like it's kind of like Hammond, but with Hammond, if you're losing health, you leave. With Bob, he's like, I'm here to do it. So.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Now, in this next segment of our show, put up the graphic.
A real quick
one. Just one thing you wish they would have added or like talked about.
You go first.
Some sort of social feature, whether it be clans, because that would be cool. I'd love to make a clan with all our little boys. Or
here's the issue: like, do we call it a meme light regime or Venom?
Meme regime,
yeah.
Or some sort of light role queue.
Yeah, I mean,
not like where you select, oh, I'm going to play DPS this game, but like where you have a symbol next to your thing where it's like, hey, I mostly play DPS.
Yeah.
Like that sort of thing. Because I don't want to be like, am I playing tank or healer right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or
if it's something like, I'm looking for someone who's playing this.
Yeah.
Like I'm a DPS and I wanna hang out with a tank or something.
Yeah. But not like hard, rigid role queue, because that just kind of ruins.
I mean, yeah, they kind of have that a little bit with the looking for group thing, where you can have it like where it's just a suggestion and where it's like locked. I hate it when it's locked.
Yeah,
because it's like, what if we need to change something up, and the people in tank only play Winston, but we need a Rein, and I play Rein. I don't know.
That's why I like it when it's the last two are flex instead of DPS.
Yeah.
So, like, you guarantee you have two healers, you guarantee you have two tanks. And then, you know, we can run 3-3, we can run 2-3, we can run 8-9-9-9. Anyway, what do you want?
What I will say about that is, Jeff did say that there's a third social feature coming, and it was supposed to be out already. They're just having trouble with it, so it'll probably come out, like, December-ish, honestly.
But I want it now.
But he did also say in an interview that guilds are coming. Mm-hmm. So if I'm putting two and two together, I'm guessing the third social feature is guilds. Yeah. And it's coming soon.
I just want it now.
Yes, yeah, I ain't. But the thing that I really wanted, which didn't come, was some sort of story lore mode of some sort. Because there was that leak that was like, oh, there's going to be different PvE modes throughout the year that are similar to like the Retribution one, where it tells a little bit of story, and it's not an event specific thing, they just happen. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that sounds amazing, because we don't get any lore. We get a couple things here and there. Honestly, this McCree animated short gave us the most lore than any other animated short.
Yeah, that D.Va one was just kind of like, there's other mechs, but we already kind of knew that.
I'd argue that one gave us more lore than the May one.
I guess, yeah. The May one was just about, like, how May...
It was like, May. She shoots ice out of a head blow dryer.
Yeah.
Which, I love the May one. It just didn't give us much lore. I love all of them. But yeah, I wanted some sort of story thing. And I don't doubt that we'll eventually get some sort of story thing. Mm-hmm. But,
or at least like a quest every once in a while. That'd be kind of cool if it was like a surprise quest where it's like, hey, this is, look at this story mission you can play. I'm sorry, I covered
it. Oh, yeah.
Look at this story mission you can play for like 2 weeks that we didn't even announce was coming.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I'm saying. Anyway, everybody, that's pretty much all we've got for the action. For the episode, that is pretty much all we got, right?
Yeah.
That's all we got for the episode this week. We hope that you enjoyed your stay. We succeeded in making this somewhat of a quick one, because we've been trying to do that, and every time we say we're gonna, we fail, but this one was pretty good.
How long was it?
Around 45 minutes.
Okay. So let's plug a quick few things and then we'll get out of here, baby.
Oh, yeah, boy. So make sure to check our website, thebroverwatch.com. We've been posting article. Well, most of us have been posting I'm upset about it. I'll put one up soon. We've been posting articles.
There are articles up there.
There's articles and interviews and stuff up there if you want to check it out. And there will be more coming. We're always updating the website. And also, there you can access our Facebook and Twitter, or you can just search them at The Broverwatch on both of those. And of course, on YouTube, we are The Broverwatch. You can check that out. So yeah.
There you go.
Follow me on Twitter at I'm a Dumb Cook, and Calder at Amos_Calder.
There you go.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. We hope you enjoyed your stay. We will catch you on the flip side. And we go play some Ash.
All right,
go play some Ash. Okay,
so angry.
I'm so angry. All right, bye, everybody. Love you.
Bye.
Go kiss your loved ones. Bye.